Jenna.
Oh, hi, Darla.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was just following up. I know last we spoke, you said you needed a little bit more time regarding the payment, but we're still having trouble processing it.
I don't think that, yeah, that card is shut down.
We got
through it. So it's not supposed to be going through anything at all. So.
Okay.
And hopefully, when you told me that last time, I had to call and check on, find out what's going on. That's what she told me. She said they. So, anyway, you need a different card.
Yeah, I can update it for you too. I have your billing in front of me.
Okay. Hold on.
Sure, no problem.
I can't find what I'm looking for on my phone. I thought she sent me the information, and I can't
find it. Oh, I see. No problem.
Technology in me some days. Just
right?
Okay, here, let me see if I can maybe bring her up on this. Because it, for some reason, it's not going back far enough to bring me up the information I need.
Okay.
I didn't know. not going back far enough for some crazy, crazy reason. Okay. Let me see if I can find something. I have my routing number written down.
If you know the account number, I might be able to look up the routing number too.
Okay, I tell you what, apparently I'm not organized this morning. Got it.
Okay. That's okay. It's Monday. You get a pass for that.
Oh, my God. I know it. Okay. What do you want first, coning or the routing or the...
Oh, you found it. Good. Okay. So give me a second because I was originally in your account, and then when I was waiting for you, I was updating a different account. So I'm going to go back and open it. Okay, good. I'm back to Just Masonry Concrete, Inc. So for this account...
Wait a minute. It's not concrete.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said concrete. It's construction. Now I'm getting my wires crossed. Yeah, it's Joss Masonry Construction, Inc., and my contacts are a little fuzzy today, so I looked at the construction and I said concrete, so I apologize, but it is construction. And
well,
then
Joe Cement, so that's why I'm going, wait.
Oh, that would have been scary. No, I'm happy that we confirmed it. Yeah, maybe it wasn't by accident. I read it different because it definitely does say construction.
Okay.
So what's the name of the bank?
It's Town and Country Credit Union.
Town and Country Credit Union. Okay, and then the routing number?
It is 2913-7887.
2913-7887. Okay, and then the account number?
There's a 1 at the end of the 7.
Oh, there's a 71. Okay, thank you for clarifying. 291-378-871.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And the account number?
Is 110.
Mm-hmm.
100-100.
Mm-hmm.
13734.
Was that 100 repeated twice or no?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
110-100-100.
Okay. That's what I had. And then 13734, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So let me store this information. And is it still 510 Colton Ave for the billing address?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. So you have an option. You pay us $1,188 annually. So we could do another, you know, entire year if you like for that price, or you could convert it to $199 month to month. So what do you think works better?
We can do the annual.
The annual. Okay, that's the way you've always done it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then if what, I want to put a note on your account.
Someplace here in the future, we'll get, we're going to retire, so we won't be using it anymore.
Nice.
So we're going to
try
to, I don't know if we'll get it done this year or next year, but anyway, we'll get it done. But I get hundreds and hundreds of calls that tells me, and you're telling you your purpose is to make sure that our Google listing is out there, right? And I get 100 calls, and I get at least 3 calls a day telling me that my Google listing is not listed.
So there's scam callers out there, and they will call and say your Google listing is not up to date, and their intention in doing that is just to get you to sign up with them and spend more money. I'm looking at your Google listing. It's absolutely up to date and it's ranking, so there's nothing wrong with it. And on the dashboard, it's actually showing me that you're having current Google actions and impressions, meaning you're being found on the first page, and there's also clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. However, there is one thing that I want you to work on, is that there's someone that went onto your Google listing and gave you a 3-star rating, and this is ancient history. This happened 2 years ago. His name was Christopher Fitzpatrick, but if there's other companies up there that have 5 stars and you guys have a 3-star, sometimes it will affect your conversion. So I want you to work on getting some more 5-star ratings on Google. So I know that they've sent you this little tool in the past, but if you get a chance, I'll resend it to you. And it will say, learn how to get more reviews. And it's super, super simple, because it'll be already linked to your Google listing. Okay. And it'll say something like, thank you for using Jost Masonry Construction, Inc. And if you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to start, you know, minimizing that 1 3-star rating that was written 5 years ago. You know what I mean? 2 years ago, right? So, and anybody that you know can give you a 5-star rating on Google. So even if it's a friend or a relative, I always say, you know, don't have them lie and say, you know, oh, I hired this company, if they didn't. But they can definitely go on there and vouch for you and say, hey, this is a trusted business in the community with many years of industry expertise. Don't hesitate to call them, you know, and they can go on there and give you a 5-star rating. And that will absolutely help you as well, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and then one other thing I would recommend, Darla, is that if you keep getting calls like those scam calls, usually they're originated from directories. So there's directories out there like Yelp, Thumbtack, even Angie Leads, where people can go on and type, you know, masonry companies in North Dakota, for example, and they get pages and pages of leads, and then they just call all of them and say, oh, your Google listing is not up to date. So if you get any more of those calls, you could always say, you know, hey, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. I know they're scam calls, so they're not going to call me, but it's a good way for you to kind of defer that information away from yourself, and that way you don't have to deal with them.
I don't even listen to them. I hang up on them because I thought I was taking care of them. I thought, well, no, I better double check because things change. So,
no, I'm happy you did, because sometimes someone will say something like that and we check, and then there was something that Google needed of them that they didn't complete. So sometimes there is a little hiccup with their Google listing, but in your case, it's not. It's just that I want you to start working on getting some 5-star reviews. And I'll just go on here too as a courtesy and give you a 5-star review just to kind of jumpstart it. And then, you know, you can start using that email and copying it and pasting it to some of your past and present clients. And that will help you tremendously too, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, and thank you for taking care of the payment, Darla, and have a really great rest of your week too.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.